Good afternoon. Outside of some spotty light showers early this afternoon, most places staying mostly cloudy until an upper level low currently positioned over the upper Great Lakes will start to track eastward into the extreme southern Ontario by late today. Another stronger disturbance associated with this system will track across our area from late this afternoon into this evening. This will result in snow showers moving across the region from west to east. Model soundings indicate some low-level instability, so there could be some brief, moderate to locally heavy bursts of snow with this activity. Snow showers will continue to move eastward across the region this evening, associated with a shortwave trough just to our north. Again, there could be a few bursts of moderate to heavy, locally heavy snow with a quick half inch of snow in a short amount of time possible. The best chance for snow showers will be in the 7 to 11 p.m. time frame. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy precipitation returns to the northwest. For the Pacific Northwest, a pair of cold fronts will make their way inland with a surge of moisture off the Pacific. The result will be heavy rain for coastal areas of Washington and Oregon and heavy snow for the Olympics and Cascades. The central and northern Rockies will also be affected by these storm systems, with at least a foot of snow possible for the higher elevations of northern Idaho and western Montana through Thursday morning. Elsewhere across the continental U.S., showers and thunderstorms are forecast to develop across the western Gulf Coast region on Wednesday in association with a warm front lifting northward from the Gulf of Mexico. Mainly dry conditions are expected from western Texas to the Midwest and also from Florida to the Mid-Atlantic. Much of the nation should begin the new year with temperatures near to above normal. The past 24 hours, lower 48 temperatures extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Big Cypress Reservation in Florida and 87 degrees at Florida Panther Wildlife Refuge, and the overnight low temperature of negative 48 degrees at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly cloudy with highs reaching into the upper 40s. In Boston, mostly cloudy skies with highs reaching towards the low to mid 40s. And in Buffalo, we are looking at snow showers this afternoon with wind gusts getting as high as 39 miles per hour. Highs looking to get closer towards the mid 30s. Taking a look at the Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average high is 32 degrees while the average low is 16. The record high was 61 degrees set back in 1895 while the record low of negative 17 was set back in 1917. Today's sunrise is at 7:25 a.m. The sun is set to set at 4:31 p.m. A total of 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, the difference of 39 more seconds of daylight today than from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking cloudy this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid-30s. For the night tonight, chance of snow showers followed by a gradual decrease in cloud cover as overnight lows drop down into the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies for the rest of the day today, as we are seeing our highs reach near the mid-40s. For the night tonight, mostly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down into the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with the chance for some rain showers as our highs reach into the upper 30s. For the night tonight, chance for rain and snow showers, and then gradually some snow showers as our temperatures drop down into the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies with the chance for some rain and snow showers this afternoon as highs reach near the mid-30s. For the night tonight, chance for some snow showers mainly before midnight as temperatures look to drop down near the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 30s. For the night tonight, a chance for snow showers, then turn into mostly cloudy skies as our temperatures drop down into the upper 20s. region-wide for tomorrow. There could be some very light lake-effect snow showers reaching into parts of the Adirondacks and areas north of the Capital District. Otherwise, most areas looking partly sunny to mostly sunny skies as highs approach into the upper 30s once again. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.